The USDA wraps up their Ag Outlook Forum Friday afternoon. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. As the USDA wrapped up their Ag Forum Friday afternoon, the guest speaker was USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins.
We have a big room full of people and many, many, many thousands more watching online, so it just continues to be such a joy. I remember last year I was coming from across the country. I think I got stuck in an airport and joined this event via Zoom or something, and I'm sure it was a little shocking. My face was probably really big up on the screen, so I am very happy. I'm sure you are too, to be here in person this year.
The secretary talked about tariffs and where we stand with some of the information, especially with Friday's decision from the Supreme Court.
On tariffs, so I've been in a couple of meetings on that. I was over in the White House when the decision came down. But Luke Lindbergh has done such a remarkable job as our undersecretary, traveling the world and working alongside us to open up all these new markets. And then also our chief ag negotiator over at USTR, Julie Callahan. Really the tip of the spear. I think that one of the incredible things that I've taken away in just over a year, I guess my year anniversary was last Friday. So a year and a week since I was sworn in and walked into the USDA building for the first time as the Secretary of Agriculture.
The Secretary took some time to try to outline what is a top priority.
As we near the end of this year's forum, hopefully I can help tie everything together at least a little bit and offer a cohesive and informed picture of three different things. So we'll start with number one, the challenging situation facing American agriculture.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Lundberg.